We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so if you want to beat the odds, you know, just be a smart bettor. And as you know, mobile sports betting went online this morning at 8 a.m. It's a chance to bet on your phone. And the betting possibilities are unlimited. It's not just end-game betting. It's not just betting on who wins the game, even by a certain amount of points. It's not just about that. During a game, you can bet that Joe Burrow throws a touchdown pass in this series, and you get, you know, pretty good odds on that. You could bet that Joe Burrow gets sacked in the next series. I mean, there's a lot of in-game betting that you can do. I mean, it's limitless. So I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like in basketball, you can bet that so and so is going to get, you know, however many three pointers in a quarter or something like that. So it's very, very involved. But I hope that if you do it, it's just for fun. And you don't become addicted. Nancy Davis is an addiction counselor with Integrative Recovery Therapies. Nancy, welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for having me.
So is it possible for somebody to just start using the mobile sports betting apps and start betting and become a gambling addict?
Absolutely. It affects your brain in the same way that any addiction does, because it actually affects the neurotransmitters, the dopamine, that kind of thing, the reward center. You have, physical and emotional symptoms that result from that.
First of all, what are some of the symptoms? I mean, would somebody know that they might be a gambling addict before they start gambling?
Probably not before they start gambling, but what they can look for are that they need to, and we're not just talking about the gaming thing, but we're talking about video games kind of thing too. But the signs that there might be a problem are spending excessive amounts of time on, about being confronted about gaming, losing track of time, preferring to spend more time doing that than other interests that they might have had before, becoming socially isolated. That's a huge thing with any kind of addiction. Isolation is one of addiction's best friends, because it becomes a one-on-one relationship. And all you have to do is what gets fed is the just keep doing what you're doing from the disease that you have, from the addiction you have.
And yesterday we talked about alcoholism, because Nikki Sixx of the Motley Crue is out, and he's been sober for 20 years and really talking again about how much he loves his life and how great his life is. People get, I mean, and in fact, with alcoholism is what I was going to say. Alcoholism, you know, it's something that you do in isolation too. I mean, a lot of people sneak it and they hide it, and the bottle's hidden, and it's their little friend. It's a bad friend.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is this, a lot of times what starts out as social drinking does become that isolative type of drinking, because by then it's something that you need to do and there's shame involved in it. And that creates a lot of that isolation, too. But also, it literally tells the brain, I mean, there's like the brain's reward center gets affected by that. And it's sometimes it can be just, I've actually been like in casinos where, you know, just when the bells and whistles start, people will start gravitating towards the machine where there's money, you know, where there's somebody winning. And, you know, I was never a person that indulged in gambling. But I'm convinced that I would probably become a gambling addict if I did it enough, because that's
really
just how I'm wired. And the cross addiction thing is real. But, you know, I told somebody one time, it's like being in a casino sometimes it screams addiction. I mean, I've been you know, where I've gone to go to the buffet or something, and people are waiting for the little shuttle to bring them, and they're standing up and they're looking down the street to find the bus and sit back down again and get back up and look again. And I told a friend of mine, I said, that's their drug dealer they're looking for.
Wow.
They can't wait to get there. And that's what it does. It physically gets you to gets you worked up to a point where you're starting to anticipate it. You have a physical and an emotional neurological reaction to that.
All right. So if you're addicted to medicine or drugs, would you be likely to be addicted to gambling, or is it a total different thing?
It's a lot of it's the same thing. The treatment is not necessarily the same, but a lot of it is therapeutically. They have 12 steps for gamblers as well. But yeah, the crossover is very common. And especially once the shame starts kicking in and, like I say, the isolative behavior, then, you know, it sort of brings a person down. They're trying to sort of bring themselves up again. So sometimes substance use will become the next thing that they go into. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you go into a casino or any kind of gambling facility, you know, that you have access to all kinds of alcohol and stuff. And I'm not blaming them for that. I'm just saying it's geared to go hand in hand, make you lose track of time, keep you on the machines, make you less inhibited about, you know, oh, I got to save this amount of money. I can't spend that next $20, whatever. So yeah, it's very, very likely to go hand in hand. Genetically, you have a predisposition to that too.
See, I think I'm predisposed to be an addictive. I think I have an addictive kind of personality. But I've gambled before, and like, I mean, if I lost $50, I would be really, really upset. I'm walking away. I don't stay in the game long enough to win because I get a little bit down. I've seen people down and they keep playing and they end up big winners. But I'm not staying in it long enough if I get to a certain point. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy the uninhibited feeling of the casino, and I'll gamble a little bit now and then, but I know I'm not addicted.
Yeah, and the thing, it does affect people differently. I mean, I have alcoholism and addiction in my family, but I have family members that are not alcoholics or addicts. I have family members that are. So just because you are genetically predisposed to it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen. But it's what it does to the brain. It actually sets people off. Hmm. And what's scary about gambling or gaming or any kind of what they call process addiction, which is where you don't actually ingest the substance that causes the addiction, is that it's something, it becomes very one-on-one, you and that machine or you and that computer, if it's porn addiction or whatever. And then it's so easy to just hit the button. It's so easy to just get in the car. It's not like you have to go to a bad neighborhood or you get arrested for going to a casino. So there are some things that make it easier to actually indulge in those types of addictions. And because they're mainstream activities that a lot of people aren't addicted to, it's sometimes tougher for people to see that there is an addiction involved there.
All right. So if somebody starts gambling, let's say a lot of people haven't gambled. I mean, I know a lot of people who are going to start doing the sports betting, the mobile sports betting.
Sure.
They're gamblers, and they've bet with illegal bookies or whatever, and they're going to now do it legally. But for those who are just going to start, what would be something to look for as a symptom that you might be addicted?
Well, like I was saying, that spending excessive amounts of time on the computer, a lot of people will go into financial ruin. You know, I mean, I've seen people that, you know, they walk into a casino. Now, I've stayed at hotels and casinos before where I get in an elevator on a Friday night, and there's a couple in there, and they're excited, and they're having fun, and how are you doing tonight? And the next morning, I'm walking out from my hotel room to go to breakfast, and they're walking back in the elevator, same clothes, yeah, Smelling like smoke, and a completely different demeanor because, yeah, and I'm going, I know they just blew their whole paycheck on it, you know? So but that's when you know it's an addiction, because if somebody can go through financial ruin, can just to isolate themselves from their relationships, all those things that happen with any kind of addiction, then yeah, that's exactly what it is. But people just don't see it as that because they feel like if I'm not ingesting it, it can't be something that I'm addicted to.
Right.
But you can go through physical withdrawals too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can go through you get migraines sometimes from it. There's fatigue. There's hunger because people aren't stopping to do what they need to do to take care of themselves. Anxiety because they're waiting for that next trigger of dopamine to take place. Mm-hmm. And the thing with a gaming addiction is that there is no end to it. It's not like you get a certain high and then you go, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. It's always, there's always, and that's pretty much what addiction is. There's always the chase involved. And it's set up that way. And I'm not saying they're trying to make addicts out of people. I'm just saying it's set up to keep you interested.
Well, don't the casinos take advantage of human nature? Because the casinos win because people keep playing. I mean, if everybody who got up ahead decided to quit at that point, then the casinos wouldn't be making as much money as they're making.
Well, that's why they call it gambling, and they don't call it a sure thing.
because
it's not.
But if you're winning, people stay in the game because they think they're going to win more. If people got to the point where if they're winning, if they all walked out at that point, it'd be a whole different story for the casinos.
Right, absolutely. But I mean, even like, and again, I'm not downing any of these places because we all have to take, you know, our personal responsibility for how we indulge in certain things. But even like playing bingo or something, you know, there's a lot of people that's their thing. They get lost in that. And like I say, it's a neurological thing that takes place in the brain. It actually affects the brain's reward center. Hmm. It actually makes changes in the blood flow to specific brain areas.
If somebody thinks they're addicted to gambling, how can they get a hold of you or what should they do?
They can give me a call at 504-229-2244. And if I can't get them the help they need, which I should be able to, I have resources for that that are specific to that. Because some people just feel like they don't want to fall under the category of being an addict or whatever. And the thing is, we meet people where they are with stuff, you know. If it takes a while for them to get to a point where they can really understand that there's an issue here, that there's a problem there, and we do interventions as well. So if somebody has a family member that they feel like needs to kind of, you know, maybe just put the skids on it a little bit and just say, hey, it's getting a little bit overboard. Because it, especially right now, Scoot, with the pandemic, people don't have a lot to hang on to. You know, and so everybody's looking for something that's going to create that momentary pleasure. And momentary is a fine line, but you know, it's a fine line between momentary and when it becomes an actual compulsion.
Yeah, you know, when I live downtown, I go to some of the neighborhood downtown bars, kind of dive bars. I enjoyed that, and they have video poker machines. And I would see the same people who are service industry people. I can tell by the way they're dressed, you know, white shirt, black vest, black pants. And they were there every day at the machines. And I couldn't help but think that, you know, maybe they're just spending all their tip money.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not even thinking about that. And then, you know, you say, okay, I'm just going to put, you know, X amount aside to gamble. That's like saying I'm just going to take one drink or, you know, I'm just going to take one pill or whatever it is. When it becomes like that where you have to actually keep track of it and ration yourself, those are the kinds of things that you need to look at. But usually the person who's doing that stuff doesn't see it. Because it comes on so gradually, you just turn around and go, how did I get here? I was just playing the penny slots, and now all of a sudden, I blow my whole paycheck.
Yeah. Do you have the number for Gamblers Anonymous?
For Gamblers Anonymous, I do not have it on me right now, but I can definitely get it and give it to somebody if they call.
We're going to get it. We'll pull it up. We'll get it. We'll get that out since we're on this this topic.
Yeah,
but your number is 504-229-2244.
That's it. Integrative Recovery Therapies. We're based in Metairie, and we'll be happy to help whoever we can. I mean, we deal with the addiction as it comes to us. Certainly, there are different ways of dealing with the substance abuse as opposed to, like I say, process addictions. But for the most part, you're dealing with compulsive behavior.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that we're familiar with on any level when it comes to addiction. And the first part, of course, is like any other addiction, admitting that you have a problem. And sometimes people can't see that because they need their loved ones to point it out to
Nancy,
them, and that's not always fun.
I bet some people... Oh, wait, I probably should have said that. I'm sure some people are going to call you.
That's fine.
Nancy.
I'll be more than happy to help them.
Thank you for your time.
Listen, just the most important thing I want to get across is that there's a solution to all this. People don't have to live in a compulsive behavior environment. There's a way to get through it, and we'll be happy to help them in any way we can.
Nancy Davis is addiction counselor with Integrative Recovery Therapies here in New Orleans. The number is 504-229-2244. Have a great weekend, Nancy. Thanks for your time and your expertise.
Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend, too.
You too, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.